It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out with David Pollack.
Beauty is more than skin deep. So while we're all turning to healthier eating, you may find you're missing out on a few superfoods that can lead to super beauty. I want to share with you today certain ingredients that I use to create super skincare serums that are actually derived from foods we eat, and you're going to be surprised at these ingredients. So to help me with this, I'm bringing Chef Louis D as my guest. Chef Louis advises restaurants all over. He's hosts his own TV show, has a weekly national radio show. I'm going to quit bragging about him. Louis, thank you for dropping by.
Oh no, David, don't stop bragging. It's quite all right. I accept brags very well.
How many hours do we have? Hey, I got to tell you, I started to talk about some ingredients I've used in the lab that you use in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And last year, I was over in Asia. And I got to tell you, this is crazy. In South Asia, okay, they started talking about this fruit that everybody loved. And it had this horrible smell. So I'm thinking, why would you eat it? But it was actually illegal to serve in enclosed restaurants. It was illegal to
take... That bad?
No, that bad.
Whoa.
It's illegal to take on public transportation. It was illegal to have in some hotels. And I'm thinking, but yet these outdoor restaurants were set up just to serve it. And I'm thinking, why? And they said, if you eat it, it has all kinds of enzymes and proteins and antioxidants, and it's going to help nourish your bodies. And I'm thinking, if it does all that, that's the same type of stuff we talk about in the lab. So yeah. I brought it back and started working with it and truly developed a chemical peel called our wild durian is the name of the fruit. You may be familiar with it. But wild durian is a super food that I used in the lab to create a serum that people have gone nuts over. Matter of fact, they just featured the product on the news last week.
Right.
But I got to tell you, I discovered this. But there's got to be so many other superfoods that I use in the lab that, frankly, you probably use in the kitchen that could help us. I mean, name some of the superfoods that you think would lead to super beauty.
Okay, well, you know, to start it off, low-fat dairy, okay, like a low-fat yogurt, any of the low-fat dairies because they have vitamin A. And vitamin A, which you probably use in the lab, is where you find retinol.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's an amazing compound for your skin. Flaxseed, you put that on salads.
Okay, okay. Well, I was going to say, with retinol, we use it. Retinol has been shown to help with fighting acne.
Yep.
That was the original founding of it.
Fine lines.
Well, later it was discovered it could also be help fight anti-wrinkles or get rid of wrinkles and became a huge success.
Yeah.
And so taking it internally, you're right. It will work from the inside out with the skin cells. You talk from the health and feed food side, but I'm talking about just even topically what it can do.
Yeah. Well, look at flaxseed. Now, flaxseed oil, okay, full of omega-3s. Omega-3s make your cells stronger. Okay, what that means is that the cell wall is going to be stronger, so it doesn't let toxins in, but it also will hold more fluids inside and keep them from leaking out. Now, our biggest organ on our body is our skin. Now, I'm sure that works the same way in your lab.
It actually does. One of the things we talk about is not only for healthy skin, your body cannot produce all the essential fatty acids
right.
and all the omegas. And so flaxseed is one of the things we put into products to get there. There are others. And so I just got to tell you, it's a huge help from it. And that if someone has eczema or psoriasis and we'll actually tell them, don't just put on topically, but take it internally with little capsules, et cetera. So you're right. If I could sprinkle it into a salad or cook with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's more fun to eat than taking a pill any day.
Well, that's
I really
true.
Just eat.
I'd rather eat all day long.
Here's one that's going to be a surprise for you.
Go ahead.
Okay. Tuna. And it's good for sagging skin. And the reason why? Selenium.
Okay.
Okay. Selenium produces more elasticity for your skin.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure you use selenium. You've seen it. You probably use that in labor. You experiment with it.
Of course.
And here it is right in tuna.
Wait, and I guess the greatest thing I've learned is by using some of the same ingredients inside and out. I mean, from the topical side, we're hitting it on the surface.
Right.
And we try and get to lower layers of the skin with delivery systems. But if we can get inside the body and get them to work synergistically with what we eat, because let's face it, there's a lot of bad stuff I can put in my body that can cause me to break out or have dry skin.
There you go. Yeah,
we can go on with bad habits, smoking, fried foods, we can go on and on. So all these healthy things truly can help us look better and feel sexier, and which is today's topic.
Well, it's funny. You talk about what you'd eat would be bad for your skin. Let's say potato chips, greasy snacks.
Fried foods, yeah.
Imagine what they do inside your body. I mean, if it's going to be very visible on the outside of your body, it's doing damage inside you, too.
I guess that's what's leading to it on the outside.
Sure. Okay. So it's a two-way street. What we put in our mouths, it's the old eat it today, wear it tomorrow. And that's just exactly what happens with all food.
Okay. Name another superfood. What else?
Tomatoes. Absolutely love tomatoes.
I do.
Especially cooked. It's one of those foods that cooked enhances the nutrients in it. Okay, not too many of them do it. A lot of them leach out. But tomatoes, when it's cooked, the lycopene goes wild.
Okay, now you hit on something we use a lot.
Yeah.
Lycopene is a huge antioxidant.
Yeah.
So we use it all the time in production. Mm-hmm. And actually, it has a nice, I'm going to say, I call it instead of red, a Merlot color.
Yeah.
Tying it to my wines.
Like that.
it does give a nice hue to the product. It does is a powerful antioxidant. Mm-hmm. But you're saying I can get more benefit if I cook them?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, tomato sauce. Mm-hmm. Gravy for your pasta. It's cooked tomatoes. And the lycopene, and they've been talking about it as far as, antioxidant. It's great for men with prostate.
Okay.
As far as prostate health or any place where it's going to go into your system. And yeah, I don't have to tell you how the free radicals work. I mean,
a lot of people don't realize, but you want an antioxidant to counteract these free radicals that are going to cause all the damage to the skin. But I got to tell you, there's other things. If somebody did not, one of our listeners says, I don't like tomatoes, and I can't imagine because I eat them almost every day. But there are other things that we pull lycopene from.
Yeah.
Okay. I can tell you I eat a lot of watermelon.
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say, that would be one.
Super.
You could use a melon extract in skincare. Mm-hmm. What other things can you suggest that we could use?
Oh, a lot of the red vegetables.
Like what?
Beets.
Okay.
I love beets.
What about red peppers?
Red peppers have something else in them, though. Now, peppers have capsaicin, capsicum in it.
Yeah.
Which fights, that's an anti-inflammatory.
Yes.
Okay. Also loaded.
We
loaded
use it in pain relief products.
And loaded with vitamin C. And vitamin C is an anti-inflammatory.
Oh, an anti-inflammatory and antioxidant.
Sure, it helps against sun damage.
Okay.
I mean, so everywhere you turn. But,
describing the best salad I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah. and I have to tell you, please remember, this is lunch hour for us on the East Coast, and you're making me hungry, making me talk about all these foods.
Maybe after you can have a salad.
Yeah. Well, the thing to remember, though, David, all of these foods are great, but you got to remember one word. Moderation. I don't care.
Where does that grow?
Yeah, in the San Fernando Valley. I don't care. I mean, what you eat, if you go for one of those surgeries where they a bypass surgery, they tell you eat whatever you want because they know you can't eat too much. All right.
Okay.
So as much as we talk about certain foods, there's too much sugar in this. Oh, there's too much salt in it. Just remember moderation. Do you know that since 1984, the Pottery Association has been monitoring, and you're going to laugh over this, the size of dinner plates that are being made, Chinaware.
No, I just read an article on this.
It's grown 17% since 1984.
Okay. Well, they said one of the best tricks for somebody on a diet, which includes me, as you know, I've lost a lot of weight this year.
Yeah.
I've got 20 more pounds I want to lose. And one of the tricks they said was replace your dishes. And while that sounds funny, they said get the next size smaller.
Right.
So you'll have smaller
portions.
And
the color of the dish means a lot, too. If you have a dish the same color as the foods you're eating, you're going to eat more. That's the old blue plate special. There is no blue food except for blueberries.
Enough. What do you mean blue plate?
So if you have a food with you have a dish with contrasting colors, it'll keep you from eating too much because you won't want to fill it as much. Like, when you want to do damage at a buffet, you feel as though you want to get your money's worth.
I avoid them now.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that happens.
Wow.
So
okay.
There's so many tricks to that, and one of these days we'll go over them all.
Okay. Well, I know we cover a lot, and we've got a very short amount of time, but I appreciate it. I mean, you've helped bring out some of the foods that I sit and use in the lab to create these super serums that can do all kinds of things to to brighten the skin, to nourish the skin. We can do from the inside with just some of the foods we eat.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you coming by.
Oh, thanks for having me, David.
We're going to have you back, and maybe you can give us some recipes next time of how to use some of these foods, or even post them on my website. So maybe everybody can go to justaskdavid.com, check out Chef Louis' recipes, or even send him a question. Thank you for joining us.